Hello everyone, good evening, hi, and welcome back to the Estrella Podcast. My name is Princess Akinyogun, and I'm so excited to be back with you again. And last time we spoke about peace, and I am so glad that I was able to, you know, reach out to you and being able to speak to you in a kind of way that I believe that you understood, because I got feedback, and I'm so glad that the things that I share on this podcast are, you know, adding value to you and, you know, blessing your life. I came today not having any kind of prepared script or any premeditated ideas in my head or something, but I know that there is something that needs to come to the light. And as I go ahead opening my heart to you and sharing with you, that you will be able to receive and understand from a standpoint that will transform not just your outward situation, but that will transform your inner space in a kind of way that will cause you to progressively, you know, act out in ways that will cause you to win all the time. So today is part two of finding peace in a stormy situation. And tonight I would just like to say to you that storms are real. And I know that you know that they are real because you have gone through one stormy situation or the other. If not, you won't be listening to this podcast. You won't be listening to the part two of this podcast. And I also want you to understand the fact that peace is also real. Peace is real. Peace is so real. The reality of peace is so strong. Peace is so concrete. And I like you to also know that what you elevate in your heart, in your mind, in your thinking is what, you know, prevails in your life. And it is from the standpoint of our minds, it is from the space of our minds that we are able to exhibit or express strength. So there is no strength that you can claim to have that is not deeply seated within you. You cannot claim to walk in strength. You cannot claim to have peace in any stormy situation if that peace does not come from a place of depth, somewhere that is deep inside of you. And I want to encourage you to always, like I said in the previous episode, look beyond what is happening outwardly. Learn to dig deeper. There is something far beyond that storm. There is something far beyond that negative situation that you are going through right now. You have to learn to express realities. You have to learn to tap into dimensions that go way beyond your current reality. So it is one thing for you to be experiencing something, and it's another thing for you to become that thing. It is very important for you to carry the situations that are in your life as tangible but shiftable, in the sense that you must learn to understand that whatever is expressed physically on this earth are things that are subject to change. There are dimensions that are subject to transformation. There is an arena, there is a space that allows for transformation. There is a system in this world, there is a system that this world is subject to that allows the things, the dimensions that are expressed in this world to be transformable. That means that whatever finds expression in your life, whether it be a storm, a pain, a disappointment, heartbreak, whatever it is that you are going through, it can be transformed. So you must learn to operate from a standpoint where you see things, even no matter how tangible they may seem, no matter how tangible they actually are, because these are real situations and circumstances that you have been faced with. No matter how tangible they are, they can actually change. They can actually be transformed. They can actually be shifted. You can actually move from a region where you are in pain right now to a place where you find peace, where you see peace. And you don't have to wait for the physical expression to catch up before you begin to walk in the consciousness of peace. So peace is something that is spiritual. Peace is something that is spiritual and it is tangible. You know, one mistake that people tend to make with things that are spiritual is that they tend to see them as things that are that are not tangible. They feel like this is something that's hanging in the air somewhere. It's not something that's hanging in the air somewhere. We operate in a world, and outside of this world there's another world. There are other dimensions outside of this dimension that we find ourselves. There are other dimensions, and the fact that those dimensions exist outside of our world does not make them any less concrete than this world where we find ourselves in. So you must not lose that consciousness. You must not lose the understanding that this world where you find yourself in, there are other worlds. There are other worlds. This world where you find yourself in must not be so real to you that you forget that there is another dimension that is real as well. In fact, I want you to open your heart to the consciousness that more real is the reality of this other world that I'm talking about. Now, the world I'm talking about is the dimension of God, the dimension of heaven, the dimension of the supernatural. Now, the supernatural allows you to synchronize the dimensions that are in the mind of Christ, the things that are in the mind of Christ, the things that are in the mind of God concerning you. It gives you a superimposing power. It gives you a superseding power, a superseding authority over what you see and what is visible in this world. That means there is a dimension that has a capacity to transform what it is now in your current reality. There is a dimension that is higher in power. Now, it's just like what I explained in the Newton's law of motion, how that a body remains at a point of rest until another external force is applied. Now, in this sense, I'm going to explain it in another way. In the sense that this body that I'm talking about is this situation that you find yourself in right now, where you find yourself in a place where it's stormy, everything is shaky, and there is no assurance visible. There is no visible assurance. Nothing seems like there is assured like right now. So you need to understand that there is an external force that can be applied to it. It is only that this external force is something that has to come from within of you. Now, this force that can be applied to this situation that you're finding yourself in can displace it. I need you to understand right now that whatever it is that you are going through right now, it can be displaced. It can be superimposed upon. It can be caused to be transformed. You don't need to sit in that rut. You don't need to stay in that position where you are weighed down. You don't need to stay in that position where you are trapped. You don't need to be relegated to the storm or to the things that the storm want to achieve in you. Because sometimes it's not so much as the storm itself. It's that there is something that the storm wants to achieve in you. There's a weakness that the storm wants to prey on. There's a weakness that the storm wants to create in you. There is a trench that the storm wants to, you know, bury in you in. You don't need to stay fixated on the issue. So how do I navigate this stormy situation? How do I find peace? Number one, something I've been explaining over the past 9 minutes. I have to see that there is another reality. and that this reality where I find myself in is subject to change. And number two, I have to identify the reality that is commensurate to this reality that I find myself in, something that can superimpose upon this reality where I'm finding myself in. Okay, I say I'm finding myself in a situation where I say, let's say I'm depressed. So I have to look for something that is more powerful than depression. Something that is more powerful than depression. So what is more powerful than depression? Let me give you one. Let me do you one good. Joy. 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 Joy is a dimension of the supernatural that can superimpose on depression. So what do I do with joy? I weaponize the joy that I weaponize joy. I take from a dimension that is higher than the dimension of depression, and I weaponize that instrument from the dimension that is higher than the dimension of depression. I weaponize it. I use joy as a tool. I superimpose upon depression. I don't stay and lie down and like, I'm depressed and I'm down and I just end it there. It doesn't end there. We don't allow the situations that are in our lives to rule over us and reign over us as king. We are king. We are designed. We are spirit beings, and we are designed in such a way that situations can and must bow to our authority. To our authority. We are dominators. We are designed in such a way that we should take control over things, that we should be able to design our lives, that we should be able to create systems, we should be able to operate systems that will cause things to line up according to our desires. We are not called to be down. We are not designed to be down. So I want to encourage you to learn the language of your storm. What am I going through? What is a higher reality that can superimpose on what I'm going through right now? Then I take it. Then I weaponize it. And I stand. I stand on it. And I'm not just talking about mere affirmations here. And affirmations are not mere. Affirmations are not mere. Affirmations are not ordinary. Within the system, the framework of speaking words, there is a dimension attached to it. And it is the dimension of where that word or those words originate from. That is why it's important for us to not just say words, but for us to say words consciously. These things that I'm saying has a backing. There is a system that is attached to it. There is a power. There is a power framework on which those set of words that I am saying are attached to. So I'm not just saying that I have peace within me ordinarily. I'm saying it with a consciousness that these words have a framework. They are anchored. They are buoyed on something. There is something. There is something strong. There is something powerful that is attached to it. There is a force field that comes with the words that I'm saying, such that when I say them, they create an impact, a transformational impact upon my current situation or upon the situation that I want to be changed. So I'm going to stop here tonight. And this is the final episode for finding peace in stormy situations. And I want to encourage you to always seek for truth. Your situation might be true, but there is truth. And truth is a reality that is higher than true. Truth allows you to operate in an original framework that gives you or places you in a position that is a position of a dominator, because you are designed to have dominion. That is your reality. That should be your reality. And anything contrary to that should be challenged. See you next time on the Estrella Podcast. and do have a nice week ahead. Bye for now.